This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. One of the Republican presidential contenders is hoping support from Governor Charlie Baker will help him set himself apart from the pack. A recent WBUR poll found Chris Christie in seventh place, with 6% of likely voters in the Republican primary saying they would vote for him. At a rally yesterday, Baker highlighted the New Jersey governor's experience.
If you think about the record of Governor Christie, the guy who got elected twice in a deep blue state, managed to solve a multi-billion dollar budget deficit without raising taxes.
WBUR's Fred Tice reports on Baker's appeal on behalf of Christie.
Charlie Baker planned to attend one campaign event in New Hampshire, and this was it, a rally with hundreds of people at a runner's training center in Bedford, Chris Christie on a stage in the center with two other Republican governors. Governor Larry Hogan of Maryland said the three of them are conservative governors getting things done in deep blue states.
So I know you didn't come here to hear me. I'm going to turn the mic over to the most popular governor in America, the governor of Massachusetts, Charlie Baker.
A Morning Consult poll in November found Baker is the most popular governor in America. It may explain why Christie might benefit from sharing a stage with him in next-door New Hampshire.
I think it adds credibility.
Like many other people in southern New Hampshire, Ann Mulvey, a Republican from Bedford, pays attention to how Baker is doing in Massachusetts.
I think he's doing a good job.
Mulvey is still trying to figure out for whom she's going to vote. But not every New Hampshire voter is impressed by endorsements. Take Republican Tom Barrett. He came to this Christie event all the way from Guilford, an hour's drive away. He's still considering Marco Rubio, Jeb Bush, and Christie.
Well, I mean, endorsements are okay, but I mean, I'm just trying to make my own mind up.
Barrett is not the only voter thinking of three candidates. Christie mentioned another undecided voter he met the night before.
Now, I said New Hampshire is some of the best shoppers I've ever seen in my life. These people love to shop. And I was doing a town hall meeting last night, and I had a guy say to me, well, I'm down to three candidates. I'm like, dude, it's getting late, man. It's getting late to be down to three.
Christie's pitch is that it's time to choose a governor for president.
We are not looking to elect an entertainer-in-chief. We are looking to elect a commander-in-chief.
The WBUR poll this week found Christie far behind Donald Trump, but also behind Senators Rubio and Ted Cruz. Baker was there to help Christie with his message that it's governors who know how to get things done by working with everyone, and that's what a president must do.
You are going to have the determination, the toughness, and the leadership skills to be able to move your agenda, even with people who didn't necessarily agree with you all of the time.
Trump's lead in the polls in Iowa vanished when people showed up at the polls. Christie is counting on that happening again, and Baker was there to help him.
And the funny thing about elections, what matters is who shows up and votes.
With 2 days to go to the primary, Christie is making the argument that experience in the executive branch of government matters. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice in Merrimack, New Hampshire.